This channel is free, and it stays free. Good TOEFL coaching costs more than a lot of people can pay, and plenty of you simply want to speak English properly. So, real interview questions, answered the way a native speaker actually talks.
Thanks for joining me. I've got a few questions about time away from study. What do you usually do with a long break from study or work?
Almost nothing for the first week. I've learned that if I plan the break, it becomes another schedule, and then I come back more tired than I left. So the first week is deliberately empty. I sleep badly the first two nights, then properly. And by about day five, I start wanting to do things again. That wanting is the signal I'm actually rested. After that, I usually take on one thing, not three. Last winter, it was learning to make bread, which took the rest of the break and produced about 9 failures. The 10th was edible. If I'd planned bread plus running plus a language, I'd have done none of them and felt worse than doing nothing.
Would you rather take a complete break or use the time to learn something?
Complete break, and I've stopped feeling bad about it. The argument for using the time is that it's wasted otherwise. But I don't think rest is waste. It's the thing that makes the next term possible. I've tried the productive version. I signed up for a summer course once and spent 8 weeks doing a diluted version of term time and arrived in September already flat. I don't remember a single thing from that course. The people I know who come back sharp are the ones who genuinely stopped. That said, I draw a line at a break that's entirely passive. A month of nothing but screens leaves me worse than a month of nothing at all. So, no obligations, but not no life.
Tell me about a break that was harder to come back from than you expected.
The winter after my first year. It was only 6 weeks, but I went home, slept until noon every day, and stopped reading anything at all. 6 weeks felt like nothing at the time. Coming back, the reading itself wasn't the problem. I could still do it. What I'd lost was the ability to sit still for 2 hours. My attention had shortened to about 20 minutes, and I hadn't noticed it happening. It took most of February to build back, which is longer than the break was. Now, I keep one small thing going through any break longer than a fortnight. Not to be productive, just so the muscle doesn't fully switch off, because rebuilding it costs more than maintaining it.
Do you think a gap year is worth the time it costs?
It depends entirely on whether it has a shape, and most of the ones I've seen didn't. A year spent working somewhere unfamiliar, or somewhere you have to speak another language, that changes people. And you can see it when they come back. A year of intending to travel and mostly not traveling changes nothing except your age. I've watched both happen. The cost isn't really the 12 months either. It's that your friends move a year ahead and you return to a cohort you don't know, which people rarely mention beforehand. So I wouldn't say gap years are or aren't worth it. I'd say an unplanned one is expensive in a way that isn't obvious until you're back.
That's the set. All of these recordings are free to download at datoefl.com, and there are free practice games there too. See you in the next one.